All right.
Praise
well,
Blog Talk Radio.
You got to go live.
Praise God. How we doing, saints, today? Thank God for another day. Truly, we have had a blessed day today. We are living above this earth. We are blessed. And I just want to start off with a prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for another day today. I thank you for all your abundant blessings. I thank you for where you have brought us to this day. Father God, I thank and I praise you for each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. And I ask that you speak to me and through me this night. Father God, the words that proceed out of my mouth, let it be a blessing to the hearers of your word. In the name of Jesus, right now we thank you and we praise you now for this day, for this time, and for this season. We know that you reign. We know you reign. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just want to thank God for another day, saints. And before I start the message, I want to read you something. I've just been a part of my ministry for a while. And it reads, it says, don't let what you used to be or do affect what you can become today. Do resist the temptations to fall back into your past behavior. Don't build your future around your past. Go where you are appreciated, where people value you and your gifts. Don't let your happiness depend on what others say or feel about you, of what is in their head. Because Christ is our hope. Let us let go of the past guilt and look forward to what he will help us to become. Don't dwell on the past. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, concentrated on your relationship with him. Know we are forgiven. Move on to live a God-given life. Look for a more richer, fuller life because of Christ. And I read that every now and then to remember myself because I know the enemy is relentless. He want to keep us hanging on to the past. He want to keep us beating our own self up. We know God has forgiven us. So I have to read that and remind myself sometimes. But what I want to share with you tonight, saints, is we and the world is at war. There is no retreat, saints. So we are to arm ourselves. We are at war with the world. It can be no compromise with the world. And a lot of people say, well, what do you mean by the world? Anything that leaves Jesus Christ out of it. Okay, anything, that's the world. We can't compromise with that because Jesus Christ, we have our being in Christ. We live by Christ. We breathe by Christ. Everything we do, we can't compromise when it comes to Jesus Christ. We can't do it. I don't care what they're preaching out there. If they're not preaching Christ and the cross of Christ, understand something. We have to turn from that. Because Christ, Jesus Christ, is our only hope. Now, we have to remember, Satan ain't going to come straight up. Ain't no way Satan going to come straight at us. He's not going to do it. No way he going to come at you and lay it on the table, point blank, go blatantly premeditated against God. He know we're not going to do it. So he got to have tricks and he got to have schemes to come at us. And his whole purpose now is to make us ineffective for God. Because once he can get us to turn from God, and remember what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ, he said, I do nothing of my own. I only do what I come here to glorify my Father. I come here to do my Father's will. And we're going to read a little bit of that tonight. And what I want to start is at John, the 15th chapter, and the 18th verse. And it reads, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were in the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you." He said, "But I have chosen you." And if you go back up to the 16, he said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." See, we didn't wake up one morning and say, "I'm going to get saved." He chose us. He started this in us. He started this work in us. See, he chose us. It wasn't, I just made up my mind and said, "You know, I'm tired of being a sinner. You know, I think I'm going to God." But I was drawn by his love, by his mercy, for his kindness. He chose me, and I thank God he did chose, he have chosen me. But then it say, "But I have chosen you out of the world." Out of the world, he have chosen us. "Therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If you have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also." And he was letting us know, saints. He said, "The world hate me." So what you think they go, "You my servant." What you think, when you identify with me, what you think they gonna do to you? And when I said the world, it's the things that are going against God. It's the laws, it's the values, it's the culture that's going against the standard of Christ, that's going against Jesus Christ. Anything. And it's coming to this, and it is at this. And his purpose is, I'm saying his purpose, because Satan is behind the whole thing. If you remember 16th chapter of Matthew, when Jesus made it known that he was going to the cross and he was going to be crucified, Peter said, "Oh, no, no." Peter go tell him, no, Lord, not to be. Jesus was speaking the things what he come here to do. Jesus know why he came here. Peter meant well. Now, listen, Peter meant well, but Peter didn't understand. Peter meant, "Oh, no, Lord, no, not, this can't happen." But Peter wasn't saying the things of God. Peter was saying the things of man. So Peter truly didn't understand the whole picture yet. But Jesus Christ is the spirit behind Peter. Jesus didn't say, "Get behind me, Peter." He said, "Get behind me, Satan." Sometimes people don't mean to tell us well. You got to understand that. But when God has set your course, and when God has set your direction and where you are going, your job, your work, when God him have did this for you, you don't let nobody, I don't care who it is, tell you to go opposite of what God has told you. We are to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. When we're in our right position, God will tell you to do something. He'll say, "Go," and you'll be saying, "How can I do this?" You don't worry about it. If God told you to go, the brother said it last night. He said, "If God tell you to go to New York, you go to New York." He said, "If God tell you to turn around and come back. But whatever God tell you to do, he have already provided everything we need to get his job done in this earth. The only thing we have to do is be obedient. We got to beware of the tactics of Satan. Saints, I'm going to read it one more time. We and the world is at war. There is no retreat. So we are to arm ourselves. Everything is going to the standard. I don't expect the world, the system, to start making laws to agree with God. I don't expect that, because the word has already told me. So what we got to do is we got to reach the heart of a man. Once we reach the heart of a man, and his heart is turned toward, and see, God is the only one to change a man's heart. But we do it by giving them the gospel of Jesus Christ. We give them, we do it by preaching Christ. One sowed a seed, or somebody else come by and give a little water. But it is God who gives the increase. We do our job by preaching the cross of Christ. We do our job by showing love and compassion. We doing our job by not compromising with the world. We doing our job by saying we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We and loving people, saved and unsaved, we got to love people. We don't have to love the sin. We don't have to agree alone. We don't have to agree with it. We don't. But we have to love people. It is a commandment that we love people. That's what God, and people go know, and we and saints, our love, the love He has bestowed upon us, the love God has showered upon us, the love that He has put in our hearts, we must show to one another. And it, and He talks about we take care of the household of faith first, and it just goes from the inside out. We want to look good on the outside. We want to dress good on the outside. We spend hours and hours being prepared on looking good, but when we step outside, and we don't spend that much time preparing the inward man. And I had to learn the hard way not to look at the outward appearance. When you look at the outward appearance and we judge somebody on their looks, it's deceiving. But when you look at a person's heart and you're not judging, but you're looking at a person's heart, every time, saints, you won't be wrong. We are in a war. We are not to be deceived. In 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul said, I've fought the good fight of faith. Because he day by day, the enemy know without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, we couldn't be saved. That can't happen. The enemy know this. So he's going to attack our faith. Oh, you've been praying, and ain't nothing happened yet. When you going to get tired of praying? You might as well do it your way. You might as well go on and just forget about God and go on and God may take you. You may be working two jobs. God may want to take care of you, and you got some debts, you got some bills, and the Holy Spirit telling you, turn one of the jobs loose, turn one of them loose. And we looking at the physical part of it. But I got this bill. How I'm gonna pay this bill? How I'm gonna pay this bill? The Spirit keep telling you, turn one of them loose, turn one of them loose. This between you and God. We have to have that ear to hear God and to understand it is God. Whatever God tells you to do, you do it. God has already provided for you already. He already provided for us. And this is what He wants, saints. God wants to show the world, I don't never have to be rich. I ain't worried about being rich. Only thing I have to do is be obedient to God. Read the first song. It said, blessed is the man. And finish reading it. It's going to tell you how to be blessed. Read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. He said, and the blessings will come upon you. Read it. He tells us how to be blessed. Sixth chapter of Deuteronomy. I mean, He tells us how to be blessed by being obedient, by walking up right before Him. He said, your blessings go come upon you. God want to show out. What if you, saints, let me just throw this out there at you right now. Don't have nothing. God said, I want you to go out there and just minister and feed all these people. He said, God told me to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but He told me to do it. Evidently, He made a way for me to do it. The same way that boy with them little few loaves of bread and a couple of little fishes, God will do it for you. and everybody gonna know it's God, not you. See, God want to be glorified. Man, if I have all these millions and millions of dollars, everybody's going, oh, you know, he got all that money. God, he can easily do that. But God want to do something out of nothing. That's God. God want to show out. God want to show up in front of a world, saints. He do. We ain't to be fooled. We ain't to be tricked. But not. Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith. And then when you look at 2 Corinthians 11:14, it says that the devil, Satan, can appear to be an angel of light. That's why we got to know who we're listening to. Just cause I'm in the church, that don't mean I'm of the church. You got to understand the strategy of Satan. One of his best places he can plant his people is in the midst of God's people. What did he say? Let the wheat and tare grow together. That's what he said. Let them grow together. Satan got a strategy. So when somebody come into your church and they say, man, I seen that brother in the bar of the night. He ain't saved. And he go to the church, tell me he's a Christian. I don't know, just because you're in the church, that don't necessarily mean you saved. We got to understand we're in a war. And in a war, that all kind of strategies be used against one another. And one of his strategies is placing his people in the midst of God's people. That's why he said, try the spirit by the spirit. That's why he said you can know them by their fruit. He done gave us a way to tell who's who. Then he told us about false prophets. He told us about that. All we got to do is read the word and let the Holy Spirit lead us. Saints, I'm going to say, we are in a war. He wants us to become non-effective for Jesus Christ. Grab that line and hold on to it. Because see, if we didn't love the Lord and trying to move forward and do the things that please him, I don't think none of us will be on this program tonight. We'll be somewhere else doing something totally different. But we want to make a difference. We really want to make a difference. I thank God. I'm telling you, saints, I boast in Jesus Christ. Yes. I don't want to be, what is the word? I don't want to be, seem to be all humble. And, you know, I want to be humble. And I truly believe I am a humble person. But when I say this, what I'm about to say now, I said, I'm nothing, because I knew what I did without Christ. I know what I was without Christ. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I tell people now, what you see is Jesus in my life. Amen. They tell me, you this, you that, you so this. I said, no. I said, what you see now is Jesus Christ. And that's what I want them to see. When I come on the scene, I want to make a difference. I really do, saints. When I leave, I don't want the place to be the same no more. Amen. That's my prayer to God. That's my prayer. When I leave, I want people to be sad. I don't want them to celebrate I'm going there. I want them to be sad when Paul was leaving a lot of those places. The people didn't want him to go. They were sad to see him go.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be with us. When we come on someone's job, they should come down and say, hey, look, if there's any more like you, not because we trying to get no glory, because we working that God may be glorified. Mm-hmm. I don't need nobody standing on me to make sure the job is done. Yes. And I thank God for that. I truly thank God for that. It's because of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone.
Mm-hmm.
When they come to me and tell me, so brother, I like the way you work. I used to work at Target's warehouse. They told me, said, brother, I love the way you work. You're an example. You're an example to everybody. And I let them know. I thank God because I work for the glory of God.
Amen.
I don't want no glory. I want my God. I want my Lord. That's my passion, to make a difference. I want to glorify God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The thing we have to do, we got to make sure it's not me that's living, but Christ that's living in me. I don't want to do my will. I want to do His will. Therefore,
amen.
I cannot compromise with the world. I cannot look like the world. I don't want to have a dress down Sunday. I'm late for that. I don't want to dress down on a Sunday to try to please the world for. Where that mess come from? We got some, and see, if you want to do it, that's your thing. That's you. But there's a standard that God has set for His people.
Yes.
There's a standard. They said, dress don't mean nothing. I said, you're a liar. It do mean something.
Amen.
Everything we do means something. We want to start talking like the world. Hey, dog, what you doing? I'm not no dog. So call me your homeboy. Ain't your buddy.
Jesus.
This is the way we walk. We are men and women of God, and God is the captain. God is the general. He's the top one. Understand this. Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
Amen.
We are the body. So the body's supposed to go anywhere the head tell it to go. Now when the saints, I'm going to say this. When the body starts moving one way and the head starts going another way, something wrong.
Something in the milk ain't clean.
You got something else there.
Whichever
way the head go, way the head go, the body's supposed to go.
That's right.
But you can't win. I heard one brother say, we got to think of from the new ways to bring people into the church. What, the word don't work no more?
I know that's right.
Wait, the Holy Spirit done stop? What happened to the Holy Spirit? What happened to holy living, righteous living? What happened to the love, the compassion?
Right.
See, this is what's going on now. God helped me to understand. He said, I don't knock ministries. I don't do it. They do whatever is between them and God. I'm going to do what God has told me to do.
Amen.
Nobody. The same, I don't know. There's a standard. We done left that old landmark. We got to get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
They say, this is a new way now. No, it ain't no new way. The word ain't changed.
Amen.
The word of God haven't changed. Haven't changed. So we got to hold on and fight the good fight of faith. And I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to ask my little sister to give another minute to. I'm going to ask my little sister, Ms. Johnson, from my brother, when she sing us a song, when she bless her. But this is, it's a, we can't compromise. So we have to arm ourselves. See, they tell us we have to arm ourselves. So by arming ourselves, we're going to, Corinthians 6:12, and we got to put on the whole armor.
Yeah.
If we go arm ourselves, and it didn't leave out anything, we had the helmet of salvation. And that covers our minds, our thinking. Understand this. We had the breastplate of righteousness. That covers our heart, the breastplate of righteousness.
Yeah.
So our righteousness should be dwelling within our hearts. Okay, we have we girt our loins with truth, so we walking in truth.
Yeah.
Okay, we have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have wherever we going in peace. We take the shield of faith. So every time the enemy coming at us, we throw that shield up. We have that shield up. Faith, our faith. Everything he hurled at us, our faith is there to knock it down, saying, but God said, no weapon formed shall prosper. He'll prosper against me. But God said, when sickness come at us, we said, but God said, he's the God that have healed me. See, that's our faith. We holding up that. And then the sword is the word of God. And we know that sword cut both ways. And this is and this is what we use, saints. But we have to stand in love. We can never, ever forget love. Because it was love that brought Jesus to us.
Amen.
But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And if we've been born of love, okay, if you're an apple, apple beget apples, oranges beget oranges. So if we've been born again, love beget love. It works that way. One seed begets another seed. You ain't gonna get an orange bearing an apple, or an apple bearing an orange. And if we've been born again of the seed of love, love should be oozing out of us.
Amen.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. So many times we have to ask God, Lord, I need your help. I can't do this.
Amen.
So I'm saying that let's stand strong. Let's stand strong, saints. Let's stand strong in unity. Let's stand strong in peace and love. I just want to say God bless each and every one of you. And I'm asking if Ms. Johnson will sing us a song tonight. Two or three if you want to.
Nope.
Do you want to do it?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord has blessed me through the word. And I heard him say, sometimes you got to ask God to help you. And the song comes to the mind, to my mind, it says, Lord, fix me. If God don't do it, it won't be done. Oh, Lord, fix me. Oh, Lord, fix me. Please, Jesus. Lord, fix me. I need you, Jesus. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. I can't make this journey by myself. Lord, fix me. In him I live and move and have my being. Oh, Lord, fix me. I need you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, please fix me. Fix me, Lord Jesus. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Listen here. There ain't but one thing that I've done wrong. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Jesus, fix me. You know I stayed a sinner just a little bit too long. Fix me, Jesus, fix me. Jesus, fix me. Fix my heart, Lord. Fix me, Jesus, fix me. I can't love right until you fix me. Fix me, Jesus, fix me. Fix my mouth, God. Oh, Jesus, fix me, oh Lord Jesus, oh, fix me. I can't carry your word right until you fix me, please, Sir Jesus, Jesus, Lord Jesus, fix me. Oh, I can't sing right till you fix me, Jesus, Jesus, oh, fix me. Oh, Lord, oh, oh, Lord,
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, fix me. I need you right now. Please, Jesus, oh, oh, Lord, please fix me, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, please fix me. I need you to fix me, Jesus, fix me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody got a prayer request, a statement, a report? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
This is Apostle Esther, and I want to thank you, Dr. Hunter, for interceding with me, and I did take the instructions. And my arthritis is better, and I thank God for the body of Christ. And we know that these attacks come, but we are warriors, and we hold on, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just going to listen tonight because I'm resting in Him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else?
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, there are some things that that must be done, has to be done, and we who are in the body of Christ are the ones that can do it. We're living in
thank
the
you.
Time. And if I may say these to the body of Christ, we're living in a time right now where we got to trust in God more now than ever. Now, one of the things that I take notice, I was telling some people about, I was talking some about anger, and I want I'd like to go back to that statement. And bring in an understanding. What do angels do? A lot of folks said, we know, I saw an angel, I met an angel, I heard an angel. Well, what do angels do? What do they really do? What do angels do? They are not of the physical awareness, but they are of the spirit world and the supernatural world. They are after where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and my God is. And so, one thing I would say, I'm going to take my time on this one. Yes, Lord. Luke 12 and 8. Somebody get it and read it, please. Somebody get Luke 12 and 8. Anybody? Get Luke 12 and 8. Amen. Get Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 8. Amen. Hello, I thought you there. Hello.
Yes, Master.
All right. Can anybody read chapter Luke chapter 12 verse 8?
One second, Pastor.
Luke, let me go ahead and read it. Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 8. Also I say unto you, whatsoever you shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the who? The angels of who?
Of God. Of God.
They're going to confess it before the angels of God. Oh, this is unusual, isn't it? This is very unusual. This is unusual talk. Now, what kind of talking is this? This is a God kind of talk. And when you see what God is, when Jesus said, he said, if you confess me, now, because the angels was what God had him in the earth for him, and they were doing something. But I want us to know that this day we're living in, a lot of people, we got to take time to understand. See, when you do something unusual, it's for the Father. He is well pleased. When we please the Father, he confesses, hallelujah, before his holy angel. And that's how we get the action. And the more I hope and pray that as I say some things that benefit who are listening out there around the world. See, they surround his throne. So I never worry about the devil trying to make a move on God. I always say, wrong move. You made a move, wrong move. When you move on God, you made a wrong move. Because God's angels going to protect what God has, because God has ordained them to do that. Now, as I read Psalm 91, verse 11, here's what God says. For he shall give his angel charge over you. Over you that listen to me, all of us. That he will keep us in all our ways. Now, if that isn't some power-packed word right there from the book of Psalm 91:11, for he shall, who God shall, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, he shall give his angels charge over me and you. Everyone on this whole long list of people on the radio tonight, God has given his angels charge to watch over us. Now, when you look at Revelation 7:11, you find these words. And the angel stood around about the throne. My God Almighty. Woo, Jesus. They stood around about the throne and about the elders, about four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. What God wants us to worship him. He wants us to praise him. And a lot of folks say, well, I'm going to sing. If we start worshiping God, how we worship? We worship God by letting go of all of the bitterness, of all of the anger, all of the stupidity, all of the jealousy. Don't worry about no money. See, even though our bodies will be in much, much pain, but just go ahead and say, Lord, I'm going to worship you anyway. We're going to lift our holy hands according to Psalm 134 in the sanctuary. We're going to lift up our hands. We're going to praise you. We're going to love you. We're going to adore you. So that angels join with us. And when the angels join in with us, see, and let me tell you something what angels do. They direct. Now, this is going to be kind of strange. I'm just going to ask a question. Say it to yourself. You don't have to say it. How many of you believe that angels direct the believer? How many of you believe that the angels direct the believer? How many of you believe that the angels direct the believers? Oh, my God. See, look at what the Bible says. There's 104 appearances of angels. 104 appearances. Now, that's strange. Why do you get that? By studying, searching, going to school, to help direct the lives of men. Hallelujah. And see, when you take notice of 300 references to the angels, I would show them talking to men and tell them about their destiny and how to live before God. See, a lot of folks, sometime when you go to sleep at night, God comes in, he sent that angel in that room with you. And I'm going to tell you, one night I was in such a prayer until I just know there was nobody there, but angels all around me. I could see things like I never seen before. They were moving fast around me. Because the enemy wants to attack you, all of us. I look at what's going on right now. The enemy wants to attack all of us. Why? Because he doesn't care. Now, when I went to Judges chapter 2, Judges, J-U-D-G-E-S, verse chapter 6, verse 12. Here, because all these angels, yeah, I've gone to school for this. So I want to share it with you. Ha, 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 the devil getting upset. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee. Can you believe the angel appeared to you today and God will tell you the Lord is with you, Tyrone, the Lord is with you, Cynthia, the Lord is with you, Esther, the Lord is with you on the prayer line here, the Lord is on the radio line here. Can you believe that the Lord? Thou mighty born man. Hallelujah. Can you believe it? I know I can.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a special designation that God has given. Not the angels call that, but call certain angels of the Lord. So when you see that word, angels of the Lord, in the Bible, put it in a parenthesis. Angels of the Lord. That's what they're called. Angels of the Lord. That's why he said these words. I go back and read in Luke 12:18. He said, before the angels of God. But it says also, and what I'm reading, it says the angels of the Lord. God has a way of showing to us what he's doing for us. They spoke of prophecy. Gideon called a mighty man. See, when Gideon was out there, they said, wait a minute, Gideon. You want to go to war, but you got too many folks. I think, brother, when the angels arrived, Gideon was hiding. There was a difference between the angels made the man like. See, there are a lot of folks that were, I don't want to go out there and do nothing. I don't want to go. See, going and leaving America is not the right place. Stay and get to fighting in the neighborhood. We need to be armed with the word of God. Believe me, beloved, Satan has come to attack us like never before. Why has he done that? See, here's what I want you to understand, Willie Hunter. Because the more you take God at his word, the more the enemy is going to attack you.
That's right.
Are you going to be? No, I'm going to be just like Paul. I must go to Rome. See, there is a place in your life that God is trying to get you to go to. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to wish you had been there because those angels are going to be pickering. They're going to see the enemy is going to come in and say, well, you know, and they're going to stand before God now. This is R-E-A-L. This is reality. This is R-E-L. What I love about the Brother Tyrone said, you don't care what nobody say. The word of Jesus Christ, word come forth. I said, man, that's a whole big old plate to eat right there. A lot of it. Now, let me show you how these angels protect us as believers. Do y'all remember Paul being in the Bible, the book of Acts? He was up on the stone. Something happened. The sea was raging.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it was flowing and moving. Here's what it, and inevitable death faced them. And death looked at them and said, and the enemy said, I got you. But the angel of the Lord, hallelujah, somebody. And the angel of the Lord, in Acts 27:23, said to them, for thou stood, now hallelujah, see, thou stood and looked by me in the night. Here's that word again. The angel of God, whose I am and who I serve. Angels tell him, good God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. See, the angel said, wait a minute, we don't serve you. He said, but I am. The angel said, for there stood, then Paul said, for there stood by me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine you out there, you on a plane, is about to go down, and the angel stood right there in the co-pilot, and where he's driving up there with the airplane, and God's right there and said, well, wait a minute, we got you. He said, we got you on this one. Somehow or another, somebody, how the angel going to let that airplane come down? Because they are not of this material that we live in. They're not of the earth. They're not earth, and actually that. They're of the supernatural. Well, God has done something over there. And you know what? I want to go home one of these days, but I got to live 120 days before I leave. Now, let me show you something. When Gabriel announced John the Baptist's birth to his father, do y'all know that man named his name was Zechariah. But there was going to be a transformation from the Hebrew. His name was not going to be Zechariah number two or Zechariah or Zoom, but it's going to be called. His name shall be called John the Baptist.
Uh-huh.
My God Almighty. John, now that was 6 months after the angel had already, the same angel, Gabriel, had appeared unto a lady named Mary and told her. So 6 months later, here come John. Coming where to meet Mary, and when they met together, I love it, Lord. I love you so much. Can you women, you women, can you women, you carry a child? Can you imagine a child jumping in your stomach? Can you imagine? And the Bible says John the Baptist was baptized in the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. Good God Almighty! Good God Almighty! What anointing! What God has done for us. He's brought us to a point of recognition. He said, God is God. Let me tell you something. See, when they pronounce the word God, they don't say G-O-D, they say it's G-D. They go, God. They go, God. That's how they say it when they get in prayer. That's just a nugget I want to give to you. And see, when he said unto him, he said, fear not. Now look what he says in Luke chapter 1, verse 13 and verse 20. He says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayers have been heard, and your wife Elizabeth. This man was, here again, we go look at Abraham. These were old people. So don't nobody ever talk about, well, I'm going to get old like you, I know more, baby. No. God can still have the final word. Somebody say hallelujah out there. Amen. And thou shalt call his name. Here it is. Angels named him, and thou shalt call. It wasn't Zacharias. It wasn't Willie Hunter. Wasn't anybody else. God wasn't the president. Wasn't the governor. But the angel said, and thou, in other words, you shall call his name John.
Amen.
You shall call his name John. Why John? Because John had an impact name before God. And God knew what he was. Now, let me tell you something. In verse 14, he says, my God, time flies, but they're going to get through. And thou shalt have joy and gladness. And many shall rejoice at his birth. Many shall do what? Birth at his rejoice. It wasn't like Jesus was, but it's like John. Because John came to do something. He was a forerunner. He was a forerunner for Jesus Christ. Now in verse 15, and he shall be great in the sight. He shall be great. And when it said great, what does it mean? He's going to do things that man could not understand.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to do things that was going to cause them to be stupefied. Who is this man? Where he come from? He's going to leave a legacy. Here's what he said. In the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine. Uh-oh. He was a Nazarite. Strongly, and he shall be filled. Oh, I love it. He shall be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. Good God Almighty. Do women look for that today? Women, do y'all ask God, Lord, can you fill my son, my daughter, with the Holy Ghost while I'm carrying that child? Do you not know that in the Bible, the women supposed to, while you are raising that child, you're supposed to talk to that child while you're carrying that child? That child has an innate attitude. He can hear a word you're saying. And how is he going to do it? I don't know how God does a lot of things, but I know God can do it. He said he won't drink wine or strong drink. Now, how many of y'all know that we drink wine? Amen, somebody. I'll leave that on the other side of the river. So he says in verse 16, and the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. What was happening there during this time? The Israelites, as a lot of the Gentiles, their faces were not turned toward God. See, the Gentiles were still out there worshiping these false gods, reading the moons, reading the astrologic, and worshiping dog things and passing different spells and doing this and doing that. Somebody, don't talk about that. It's in the B-I-B-L-E. It's in the B-I-B-L-E and the Bible. And when you say it, we got to think about it. See, because the devil, he tried to trick me years ago. But I said, oh, I got you, boy. I got you. My God. And verse 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit. Now, here's what God said. He shall go before Jesus Christ in the spirit. And the power of the Old Testament man who had that same anointing, his name was Elias, to turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready, prepare for the Lord. See, we mean prepare for the Lord right now. I'm getting happy on this, somebody. Pray for me. And Zechariah, in verse 18, said, unto the angel. Well, how about now? Wait a minute, angel. Wait. Hold. How should I know this? For I am a man of old. Oh, my God. See, it had not occurred, but God was talking to him. Can you imagine that God predestinated, God ordained? He said, but I'm getting old, and my wife is stricken. In other words, she's past 60. She's past 70. She said, but wait a minute. And the angel, the angel began to talk to this man, talk to him, answered and said to him, I am Gabriel. He didn't say I'm Michael. He didn't say I'm Lucifer. He said, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. I am sent to speak unto you, to show thee good tidings. He's going to bless you. Oh, my God. I've come to bless you with every blessing you need in the search realm. And you know what? He knew that one day he's going to have to give his head. That's why they started early cutting people's heads off over there. And to go back into the Old Testament, when they talk about, well, ISIS was a charge. No, that's been going on. God said, break their necks. If you read the Bible, when they did something to go God, he said, hang them by their toes. Hang them by their toes. God told Moses, he said, cut the necks off. Cut the necks off. Yes. You mean God said it. God shows mercy, but he's not going to tolerate. Hear me well, beloved. God is not going to tolerate injustice in his present saints. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah, somebody. Here's what I say. I thank you, Jesus. And behold, now here's what he, all glory, the angel began to prophesy. He began to prophesy to his man. He told him, wait a minute, you shall be dumb. In other words, you ain't going to be able to speak because you didn't believe what I was telling you. See, whenever an angel come before you and tell you something, act like you, okay, I hear what you're saying. I know what you're saying. And Zechariah said, and the angel said, you're going to be struck dumb. And thou should not to be able to speak. Now, you know a lot of men, young boys, some men, can I get an amen out there, men? Amen. Until the day these things shall be formed, because thou believest not my word. Oh, the angel said this to God sent the instruction. He said, the words I'm giving you, God told me to give them to you, and you didn't believe it. He shall fulfill in this season. My God Almighty. Can you believe what I pray to God tonight? I said something. How angels protect us. It's all down in the scripture. It's all down in the scripture. See, amen. And they let it be known. See, there are a lot of ungodly people that's in the world we're living right now. There's some godly people. And let me say this here as a sideboard. When we see what's going on in America, there's ungodly and godliness. Anytime a man gets on the radio program and casts before the world what he's going to do to a woman, he's nothing but a dog. He belongs to the devil. And some folks say, well, we're just going to follow him. You're just a F-O-O-L. Because if you're going to follow the devil, you've already got the mark on you already. Well, if this don't happen, we're going to start a revival. We need a revival in the body of Christ. We need to go out there. We don't want nobody to bother. We're not going to bother them. But I want to tell you something. Beloved, here's what we have to remember. We got a lot of folks. We got policemen. We got the firemen. We got ministers. We got the full fullness of, but they also died as I finished. But I want to tell you something. Those godly were escorted to the believers to heaven at death. So don't worry about death. That's going to come. But God said, for this purpose was I born. For this purpose was I born. I was born to let you know death has no more power. To those who've been mingling with it, he said, I want you to know death doesn't have no more power. The grave has no more power. I hold the keys in my hand. And that's what? They're going to go. They're going to leave this earth and go to heaven. You know, now let me show you. Here's what I see. Here's what the Bible says. Luke 16, and my time is up. 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels. Oh, my God. We've been talking about this in the bosom of who? Abraham. Carrying the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. Now, when you go and read that scripture, you're going to find more about it. And the angels delivered God's judgment unto the ungodly. You know what? My time is up. And I thank you for yours. Amen. What I hope tonight I said something.
Amen, amen. But you take your time.
Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. I just love Lord. Do you love him?
Amen.
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 Yes, you love him. Yes, amen.
I know, because see, the more I get into the word of God, the more I want you to understand. See, God's angel is going to deal. He's going to deal judgment unto the ungodly. Let no heathen know that the angel of God, working for godly people, can bring warfare on the ungodly. Let the heathen know that the angel of God, working for the godly people, can bring warfare upon the ungodly. So don't tell them, folks, you better get on the right side. As the old man used to say, he's 108 years old, he passed on. He said, if you're on God's side, you're on the good side. But if you're on the devil's side, you're on the wrong side. He was a doctor, bishop. He was 108 years old, and I walked with him. Was that enough? That was a blessing. That was a blessing. His eyes were still clear. His teeth were still there. He was still know he was. He knew he was. And he had that anointing upon him. And I just want to let you know as I come back perhaps the next time. But if Therese, are you there? Patinsky, are you there? Well, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you there?
No, it's Dr. Hanchett.
Oh, how you doing, sister? Hey, you got a word you want to say tonight?
Well, I just want to say first give it unto God and God's people and everything that we just need to stay prayed up in the Bible and start, like, memorizing Bible scriptures and everything and become the walking Bible, because the devil is not going to, like, just stop bothering us. He's after the heads of the church. You know, he was after Eddie Long, and he got him. We all are dealing with flesh, but we have to become dangled. Just because you have brought somebody out of the Bible, and we all have to, like, look at people in the Bible and say, well, you know, this person is like this and this person is like that, and that's a generational curse, a seed that we got to get down to the root. You know, like we always say, well, God moved the mountain or moved me. Okay, that's fine. But let's get to the roots of something, and let's pull it out by the roots. Because if we don't get to the root of something, then it's going, that vine is going to grow in another generation. And the devil is in that family. He's after all of America, but he's had a very stronghold after African Americans. Okay, and so we have got the power over him through the Bible and through prayer. And church is great because God wants us, he wants to see how much we're getting out of our comfort zone. He wants us gathered amongst other Christians. And he wants us bringing someone to the church house and burning generational curses out of them and burning the devil out of their heart, their mind, their bodies, and their soul. And that's you know, all that makes a complete package. And I just wanted to really elaborate on how it really stay prayed up. It will eventually happen. Even our diet. Okay, we'll be epsilons. Okay, we'll just be so magnificent. Okay, our diets will be green food, and our conversation will be, our dress will be. Things are just things. Things are just not that important, but blessings. God just wants to give it to us for us to be a blessing to others. Okay, if He gives us these million-dollar homes, He wants us going in and having a fivefold ministry in these homes. He wants us turning our den into a church house and bringing other people in there that, you know, wow, if I sit up here and I do this with God and I do that with God, this is how I will get my blessing, not selling my soul to the devil. Because once you have done that and done that, He will use you and He can use you up.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. I just love people so much. I have asked God to use me and everything. And, you know, when I go out there on bits and that, He has always talked to me about, you have to talk to these women. You have to take some roses, you have to take some Bibles, and you put it at the bus stop. You have to put it by the doorsteps of the hotel room, and that's it. You have to talk, because some of them are not ready to come out. And those spirits can be stronger than what you are. It's probably just too much for you, but I love your heart, and your mind is there too. And someone put your soul there because you want to save these people. And I love the fact that you're passionate for me and you're reaching out. And this is what I want y'all to do. I want you to do far more things more than what I did, far more things than Peter did. And I don't want you, and everyone's not going to go through the same route. Everyone's not going to kill a Christian because you hate them. Some of them are just going to stay away from them. Some of them are going to die in their sins. Some of them are going to say, but God, look, I was 10 and I want out. I don't know how to get out. Teach me how to get out. Show me. Show me your ways, dear God. Well, you know, some are going to say, I went to the church house and they mistreated me. Well, move around, okay? If they need someone to help them to get there. And people are like, well, why don't you have a church and a $200,000 building? Well, I say, well, I'm going to have those things when God anoints me with me. Right now, God has me praying to people on the streets. He gives me private transportation. He gives me gas in the car. He gives me this. He gives me those things. And He gives me a phone line ministry to where I can get, when my gas tank is empty, I get back on a prayer line 2-3 times out of a week, and I can go back on a full tank with the gas, and I can release a lot of things. I get things poured back into me to where my soul and my flesh is not open to things, open to spirit. Because it's not something to where, you know, the old saying, once a Christian, you serve a Christian. You have to remain in God's word. You have to remain prayed up. Because every day, amen. I mean, it seems as if when I'm looking out there in the world, it seems like every year it's like an extra 20,000 people are coming to this world, and that's just like one little zip code area. So, I mean, it really should be something that we should want to do. You know, the devil should know more about the Bible than what we should know. But through the Bible, through listening to YouTube, there are so many different ways that we can get connected to Jesus Christ. We can find out about the people in Jesus Christ. I mean, and all of them, like Rhonda. You probably hear her name mentioned one time out of 100,000 words are in the Bible. She was the messenger. And you listen to the message that she's trying to deliver to people. There are a lot of small people in the Bible. There are great people that were in the Bible. But let's not be ignorant to the devil and their devices. Let's know about the demons as well, because it's more of them as well. But let's not be intimidated by them. Well, we get up out of our bed. Oh, she's coming. The demon is coming. She's coming to save this person. She's coming to save that person. She's after the young children. And this is the reason why the devil went into the schools. He wants to get these young children before we do it. What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we fighting back? Just talk to yourself. It's okay to talk to yourself. You and God. Well, God, what can I do? You don't have. Well, you go to God for it, and you pray to smack up on the walls, okay? And it will happen for you if you think that you're doing it for His glory and you're doing it for His work. And just like anyone would say, the devil is after the younger generation now, because when they get in their teens, it's already embedded in them. That seed is already in them. So we catch these women, you know, before they get their mate, while they're pregnant. We can get their souls and their hearts embedded in God. We can get these teachers, even in a circle of schools. That's where He's at. You know, we can go on to these project homes and just preach God's word. You can't tell me that they're like living like that, okay? You can't tell me these people are like being on a bus route. There's so much work that we can do from 9 to 5 for God's kingdom. Let's just get busy in God's kingdom. And Dr. Hunter, you can have the floor back.
That's all right. That's what it's all about. That's how we help each other. And keeping it real. Is there anybody on the radio line with us that has a question or see what they want to make? A prayer request. I have a prayer request. I ask y'all to continue to pray for me, that be led by the Spirit of God, that I will continue to be humble, that I will humble myself and do what God has called me to do, and not what somebody else has told me to do. That I will seek Him and Him only. My prayer request. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I just have this prayer request to increase my prayer life for Jesus Christ and to read more of the Bible. I mean, I am doing it, but I can always. I want to accelerate it to like 30 minutes and an hour at one time, not throughout the whole day. And I just want more discipline, and I just want to like fall more in love with Him.
Amen.
And to continue to burn the devil out of me. I mean, just a continuous thing, you know, burn a lot of generational curses out of me. With my me going through college and everything, you don't need college to know God's word. It was just something that was personal. It's like I tell people, when you want to get closer to God, it's something that's personal, and you're called. And once you're called, many come, and only a few are chosen. I was telling people that when I started my associate's degree, I had 26 people in my class. I ended up with me and two other people marching, and God said, you hung in there. You went all the way through. And no, I was just saying, people that, you know, I'm the first in my family that had did this, but I was just hungry for God's word. It's not something that somebody made me do. It was something that I knew that God had the answers for what I was looking for, because I cannot depend on man. God uses man, but you don't need the whole nation, because God has got to do that. He can change the laws, but He can't change their hearts. So, therefore, God will use certain people through His word to change somebody's heart, just to show this will be a shining light for Him. Because we're just passing through people. That's all we do. While we pass it, God keeps a record of everything. And what I want to have a record of me is the people that I brought to the kingdom of God, the souls that I have saved, and not being self-centered, and doing it with humbleness, and not using all those big words, and never thinking that I can never have a hedge of protection over me. I don't care if I know 100,000 Bible verses, that's still a faithful. I will remain humble. I will continue on going to the bus stops, going to the shelters, going to the prisons. I do not care how much God will bless me with, because that's nothing for Him. He has, He blessed Abraham and Joel and et cetera, people with far more than right now that we can think of. But it's for us as well. It's for us to regurgitate it, but He wants to make sure that we're going to use it for His purpose. So a lot of times you've got to question yourself while you're going through this. And I'm not exempt. I'm constantly asking for prayer for to burn the devil out of my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul. I'm constantly asking for prayer to do with my flesh. I'm constantly asking for prayer to stay grounded in His word, to read His word more, to memorize Bible scriptures, to be a walking Bible, to become a sold-out Christian. And I'm not giving up. And I ask that each and every one of you that listen, do not to give up and to ask for better help in your mind and in with your flesh.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen. Well, I want to ask Cynthia from Georgia to sing us another song to praise the living God. And then I want Tyrone to set us, take us out. Amen.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
All right. thank you, Lord. He's Lord. The song said, He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen. He has risen from the dead. And He is Lord.
God, my God.
Every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you believe that today?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's Lord of all lords. Oh, he's the Lord. He got up out of that grave one day. He has risen up from the dead, and he is Lord. He said every knee shall bow, and every tongue has got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you for another day's journey. Father God, in Jesus' name, you are Lord. And we thank and we praise you that you're God. There is no other God but you. Father God, we thank you right now for all your abundant blessings. We thank you right now. We praise you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for favor upon our lives, upon our ministries, upon our families. We thank and we praise you now that you don't hold no good gift from us. We thank you right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for life everlasting. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you right now.
Thank you.
For your love that you love us with. Yes. Truly, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you this evening.
Thank you.
Right now, we lift up each and every household.
Yes, Lord.
That's under the sound of my voice. Each and every household, the angels that Dr. Hunter was speaking of tonight. Father God, disperse them right now. From over every household in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to guide your people, lead your people the way that you would have your people to go. We ask you to just let your face shine upon your people in Jesus' name. Father Amen. God, we thank you right now. We lift up Dr. Hunter. We ask you to touch him. His mind, his body, his soul. In Jesus' name, we lifting up Sister Esther to you right now. We ask you to just touch her now and let her receive your healing. We praying for the young sister who's in school now. Father God, in Jesus' name, direct her steps. Strengthen her. Father God, and bless her going out and her coming in. We praying for our sister Cynthia. In her faithfulness. Father God, lead her and guide her. Bless her, Father God. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Bless our families. Save our children, Lord. Save our children. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to open the doors that we can take the gospel to the world. Into the prisons. Into the schools. Where have you open the doors, let your people go to take your gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that people may cry out and say, brothers, sisters, what must we do to be saved? This is our prayer to you in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you right now. Amen.
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 And may the Lord bless you and keep you. Remember my words. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So the next time, I want you to know, we won't be on Friday night. We got something we must do, and we just going to skip that night to get something done in the name of Jesus. But it's going to be a benefit. So until then, I'll see y'all, okay?
Amen.
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 And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, that's all right. That's what it's all about. But we're on the radio station. We're reaching around the world. That's what it's all about. We want to lift you up and help you to get to your next destination. That's
all you need
is the name
of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Ma'am?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm listening. I'm listening to you.
Okay, I'm just saying I need the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what it's all about. We're here to help you. You're here to help us.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you and God keep you now. All right?
Bye-bye.
All right, then. God bless you.
Bye.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.